Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout MC. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Thank you, Peggy Marshall, George Bryan, Holidays, and Archie Byer, and all the boys. Incidentally, Peggy Marshall and the Holidays, this gang that sings a theme song for us each week, are appearing at number 1 Fifth Avenue. You know where that is? Some kind of a nightclub or something. Where is that, Archie? That's number 1 Fifth Avenue. That means at the beginning of Fifth Avenue. Where does that begin? 8th Street? Boy, that's way down yonder, ain't it? And anyway, that's where they're appearing, if you would like to see them. Do they do something else besides sing that theme song? And they do it very well, too. And for the benefit of you folk who tuned in a half hour early for the Lux Radio Theater, this is Arthur Godfrey. And you probably noticed when I sat down tonight, I did it very gently. I was doing a lot of horseback riding over the weekend. And I went hunting, too, way up on top of a mountain at Covington, Virginia. I was hunting bear. Gee, it was cold up there. Well, I'm telling you, between these slippery sidewalks we got in New York and horseback riding, have I got a tale of wool. Hello, how are you? It's nice to see you. How are you tonight? What's your name?
Mrs. Jacqueline Merrick.
Mrs. Merrick?
That's right.
Jacqueline, huh?
Right.
Can I call you Jackie?
Definitely.
That's a nice name. I like that. What do you do? You're married, are you?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Mrs. Sure, of course you're married. Yeah. Do you have any hobbies?
Well, photography.
You like to model for it or take the pictures?
Well, my husband takes pictures and I model.
He's a smart guy. Tell me, who did you bring us for talent tonight, Jackie?
He's Harry Breen, a harmonica soloist.
How do you pronounce his name?
Breen.
How do you spell it?
B-R-E-Y-N.
Breen, Harry Breen. He's a harmonica soloist.
That's
well, we
right.
haven't had one of them for a long time. You known him very long?
Well, not very long. He has just recently come here from Chicago.
Know anything about him?
Well, he's done a lot of nightclub work all over the Midwest.
Any radio or theater?
He did some radio in Chicago, and he's played at Lowe's State here in New York, the RKO in Boston, and the Hippodrome in Baltimore.
Oh, no, that's pretty good background. Thank you, Jackie, for bringing him here. The harmonica soloist, Harry Breen. That was Harry Breen. Now let's meet our next talent scout. He is Mr. Thomas J. Kilcullen. Hello there, Thomas J. Good How time. Are you?
Fine, thank you.
Gosh, there's no question about where you came from originally, huh? Thomas J. Kilcullen, huh?
That's right, sir.
What, was it County Mayo?
No, it was Sligo.
It was Sligo.
That's
well,
right, sir.
Well, now tell me, are you married?
Yes, sir, I am. I have a little boy, 10 weeks old.
Well, where were you raised?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, raised in the Christmas City, USA.
Christmas City, that's Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that's correct,
that's
sir.
Right. And what do you do for a living?
I am a traffic representative for the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Railroad, better known as the Nickel Plate Road.
Oh, yes. And what do you do for a hobby?
Well, I play a very, very poor game of golf.
You belong to my league.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you and I get together someday.
Fine.
Now, who did you bring us as talent?
Well, I have a quintet here called the White Guards.
The White Guards?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you come across them?
I first heard them at a traffic banquet held at Newark, New Jersey. I liked their work so much, I talked them into auditioning for the Talent Scouts.
And that was very nice of you, sir. Very nice. 5 men is a lot of men to talk about, but tell us a little bit about them, will you?
Well, they hail from different parts of the country, Missouri, Massachusetts, Washington, North Carolina, and Oklahoma. Two of the boys studied at Juilliard, and the others have private training.
Could you tell us about some of the places where they have worked professionally?
Well, they haven't been together too long, but they have sung at the Mount Royal Hotel in Montreal, and they toured New York State with the Shine Circuit.
Well, that's a good beginning, believe me. Thanks a lot, Mr. Kilcullen. The White Guards.
Si può, signore, signori, scusatemi se da sol mi presento. Io sono un logo. Even though you're only make-believing, laugh, loud, laugh. A lot of smiles around your face and laugh loud. Don't frown. Just look at the sun. Be a folly at your lap.
The White Guards. Let's do Sweet Lorraine. We haven't done Sweet Lorraine in a long time. I've just found joy. I'm a was happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetie's smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day. Wait a very sweet Lorraine. Nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when a merry sweet story. Can I help it if I come in the bar too soon? These guys always think they're going to cross me up. Now let's meet our next talent scout, who is Mr. Emil Nunez. How to do, sir? Glad to see you.
Pleasure, sir.
I pronounced your name correctly?
No, you didn't. Actually, it's Nunez.
Nunez?
It's Spanish.
Oh, Castilian, huh?
Castilian.
Nunez.
That's right.
Nunez.
That's right.
You know how come that the Castilian Spanish do that with a Z, make a th out of it?
No, I don't.
Don't you know why?
No.
Well, one of the emperors of the old Spanish empire was a fellow who lived like this. This is true. And it became very fashionable to lift both of them. So, your name is Nunez.
Nunez.
Tell me, are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're not married, huh? What do you do for a living?
Well, my brother and I own a little place in Newark.
What kind of a place?
A Holiday Inn. It's a little lounge.
A lounge? A Holiday Inn, huh? Now, tell me, what did you find in the way of talent for us?
Well, Mr. Godfrey, I brought a pretty young singer, Andrea Lee.
Andrea Lee?
Yes.
And where'd you come upon her?
She comes from Newark, New Jersey, but she was born in Cadiz.
Cadiz.
Spain.
It's Spain. I see. And how long have you known her?
Well, I've known her a good many years, and I've had occasion to hear her sing at parties and nightclubs.
Has she been singing professionally?
Yes, she has.
Tell
she worked for about a year doing band work, and then she's been featuring a single act for about a year and a half now.
Uh-huh. Such Dyer's places...
clubs.
Such places as?
Well, the Copa in Montreal, the Cadillac Hotel in Miami.
Nice.
Charlton Club in New Hampshire, and the Bal Tavern right here in New York.
That's a good background. Thanks a lot, Mr. Nunez. Thank you very much. Andrea Lee.
Chismecito que te tengo que contar. Tu marido no te quiere, te lo puedo asegurar. Pues parece que hace día yo lo he visto con Pilar. Cuando esta le echa el guante no lo suelta mal. Por tu bien te aconsejo, si se va con Pilar, que tú me quieras mucho para amarte más. Negra, mira negra, que te tengo que contar. Tu marido no te quiere, te lo puedo asegurar. Pues parece que hace día yo lo he visto con Pilar. cuando echa leche al guante no lo suelta más. Mucho, mucho, mucho gusto, you'll softly hear him say. Mucho, mucho, mucho gusto while he steals your heart away. All it means is pleased to meet you, but he makes it sound so nice that he never has to tell you mucho gusto twice. Then with his arms about you, dancing the whole night through, you know that mucho gusto means he's all for you. If he cannot be your sweetheart, he just wants to be your friend. If you let him be your friend, he'll be your sweetheart in the end. And before the night is over, I can guarantee you this, you'll say mucho, mucho gusto after every kiss.
It's Andrea Lee singing mucho gusto, mucho gusto. And now let's meet Mrs. Bill Bloxham, who is our next talent scout. Hello there, Miss Bloxham. How are you? Glad to see you. Come sit down. Tell me about yourself. What do you do besides taking care of your husband?
I'm a school teacher, Mr. Godfrey.
Oh, really? Where?
At Mount Vernon Hamilton School.
In Mount Vernon, New York?
Yes.
Well, now, isn't that nice? Who'd you bring for us? One of your pupils?
No, not exactly. He's my husband, Bill Bloxham.
I had it right the first time. He's still one of your pupils. What does Bill do?
He's a tenor, and I first became interested in him when I used to hear him sing at school in musicals and plays.
Well, that's how the courtship started and all that?
Yes.
We should go into that sometime. I'd like to know. So, what do you enjoy talking about him, and you married him. He must be a pretty nice guy.
Oh, he's wonderful.
I got that right in the ear. I love that one. Tell me, what about him professionally now?
Well, he's...
Let's not be biased about this.
Do you want to know about his radio experience?
Yeah, if you got radio experience?
Yes, he had his own radio show.
Where?
Over station WNAB in Bridgeport.
Oh, it's a good station,
and
I know.
He also worked on station WNHC in New Haven, but this is his first big chance on the network.
Well, good. Let's bring him out and let him have it, huh? Thanks ever so much, Mrs. Bloxham. Bill Bloxham.
Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you. Angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do,
to the grand finale, and the audience is going to pick us a winner here. The reaction indicator, which you see over here in your television camera, will show you which one gets the most applause. Now, please don't applaud until we ask for it, huh? Are you ready? Here was our first entertainer, the harmonica soloist, Harry Breen. Okay, I got that. And then there were the White Guards. Then the little Spanish girl, Andrea Lee.
Mucho, mucho, mucho gusto, you will softly hear him say. Mucho, mucho, mucho gusto, while he steals your heart away.
And then, Bill Bloxam, the tenor.
Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than...
Hey, Mr. Anthony, what do I do now? Here's where we go. Like they say in Honolulu, here's where we go for broke. Here goes our Christmas money. Well, we got two of them. We got five boys and another boy. Bill Bloxam, the White Guard. No, not you, Harry. Not you, Harry, I'm sorry. Bill Bloxam, and the White Guard. There we are. Three, four, five, six. Hey, we don't eat for a week around here, right? Gee, that's wonderful. Well, look, you fellas, it's grand. We're going to be top-heavy with men, and do we like it. Look at them, all handsome guys, too. You know what goes with you now, don't you? I'm going to take you around and introduce you to the folks who have the keys to the doors in big-time show business and see what we can do with you. It's just a beginning, lads, but it's grand to have you with us. Good luck to you in show business. Thank you.
For new talent in a new type of show, listen in next week at the same time, and we again present Arthur Godfrey and his Talent Scouts. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.